You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. The government's new school lunch program has been met with criticism over the past few weeks for various issues. Supply issues began just over a week ago, with some schools supplied with pita-pit or pies as alternatives where the new lunches were unavailable. Students who have received the lunches have called them bland, unappetizing, or insufficient, while others have noted the lack of halal certification, leaving schools or teachers in charge of providing for Muslim students. Despite these issues, the government has remained committed to the program, which it claims has made significant savings compared to the previous Labour-implemented program. The last few weeks have also seen actions by Destiny Church against Aotearoa's rainbow communities at multiple Pride events. These actions have led some to call for Destiny Church's charity status to be removed. In our weekly catch-up with National's Tom Rutherford, I asked about each of these issues, starting with the new school lunch program. So I wanted to start today with the new school lunch program. While obviously massive programs like this may not run smoothly out of the gate, is the degree of disruption and disapproval that we've seen thus far something that the government is comfortable with?
Yeah, every child deserves access to a meal during the school day, and our government remains committed to delivering nutritious meals to students, whilst also at the same time ensuring taxpayer funds are spent wisely. The old model under the previous administration cost about $340 million a year. This new one that we've implemented costs half of that at $170 million per year, but it gets the exact same results for children. There's definitely been some operational challenges with this new system, some teething issues, absolutely acknowledge that. But the Lunch Collective have made significant strides in improving its delivery process across many of the schools across New Zealand.
Yeah, you mentioned some of those small operational problems. We've seen some of those with distribution. Even recently, we're still seeing cases of students eating pita-pit and other replacement meals instead of the School Lunch Collective distributed lunches. When this process began, we were told that this would be a temporary adjustment. When should we expect the program to get to full operational capacity?
Yeah, so pleased to report that last week there were some positive improvements made across the system. Most regions received 100% of their lunches and with on-time delivery to schools exceeding 97%. So we're working on that small 3% to ensure we can get it to the best possible place we can. Some of the improvements that they've been making include bringing in logistics expertise from foodstuffs to review routes, increasing the number of production kitchens in Auckland, heating meals earlier. A new supplier of special dietary meals will be joining them, and the contact centre team has doubled and they're now contactable from 9 till 3 Monday to Friday. So absolutely, has everything gone 100% correct from the start? No. Has there been some teething issues? Yes. Are they working on it to improve it? Absolutely. And I think we can look to see coming forward much improvement in the system.
Yeah, and when students are getting the new lunches under the program, I mean, you mentioned that this is the large portion of schools now. It seems there's some further issues maybe with the quality and quantity of the food, with some students saying it might not be enough or that there's little variation in the types of food that they're getting. Will the government look to address these concerns as we move forward?
Yeah, students receive a variety of hot and cold meals, including, say, butter chicken or chicken katsu, lasagna. Each with roughly each meal costing sort of about $3 each. Students in year 0 to 8 receive the same size meals, which are about 240 grams, and older students receive larger lunches at about 300 grams at least, which also includes things like fruit, yogurt and muesli bars. Absolutely. Can we be doing more? Can we provide more? Can we? Absolutely. But there are massive challenges here. What we also want to do, though, in the same breath, is ensure our families at home can help prepare our kids to go to school so that they're well fed, they've got everything they need, so that when they're at school they can focus, be focused on learning as well fundamentally, which is the main priority that we want from our education system.
Yeah, there's also been other concerns around the fact that the school lunches were not certified as halal and that perhaps there hasn't been much consideration given to Muslim students or other students who might have those specific dietary requirements. Have those concerns been addressed moving forward?
Yes, believe they have been addressed moving forward. Obviously, as I said, at the early stages, there are some teething issues, things to work out, as is the case with any new project, whether it's food in schools or anything else. But those sorts of situations are being worked on at the moment. I know they've been taken very seriously, and I know they'll be looking for some resolutions very, very shortly as well.
Yeah, and I guess the crux of all these issues and why there's so much concern is that, I mean, you mentioned earlier that there was a previous existing school lunch program, and while it did cost more money, it did seem to work just fine for these students, and a lot of them seem to be drawing unfavourable comparisons between the new program and the previous program. While this government has continually preached its cost-cutting agenda, is it really worth it to cut costs if it means presenting our nation's next generations with what appears to be a worse service?
Absolutely. We, as the government, have a duty to taxpayers in New Zealand to spend their money wisely. It's not the government's money, it's taxpayers' money who have contributed, worked hard for it, and so we have a duty to them to ensure we get absolutely best bang for buck, absolutely get every best value from every dollar we spend. And so with this model, we've managed to carve the cost but still get the exact same results for our children. Yes, teething issues at the start, as I've mentioned, but we have managed to halve the cost from $340 million a year to $170 million a year. That's $170 million that can go into improving our education system, that can go to ensuring we've got the best possible healthcare services available in this country, that can go to our police to ensure that we have a country where we're proud to have law and order restored and you can feel safe in your communities. That's how those trade-offs work. We've saved $170 million in this space that we can then reinvest in another space to continue to improve, to make New Zealand a better place for everyone to live, work and play.
Moving on to Destiny Church, the organisation has been in the spotlight again after members stormed Auckland Pride events. We've also seen similar actions previously with vandalism of rainbow crossings last year, actively encouraged by Destiny Church leader Brian Tamaki. While the government and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon have condemned these attacks, what action will be taken to ensure that these kind of things don't continue?
Yeah, I made some comments on your show last week about this situation, and my comments will be relatively similar because it's not the Kiwi way to disrupt and intimidate like that. New Zealand is a country that definitely values diversity, and we're well known for it, making New Zealand a better place for the diversity in it. We definitely respect everyone's right to free speech and peaceful protest, but I'm of the belief that Destiny Church last week went too far. I know the police are actively investigating the actions of the group, which protested at the children and community event, which was part of the Auckland Pride Festival at the Te Atasu Library on the Saturday. And so it would be inappropriate for me to say anything further on that matter whilst the police are investigating.
We've also seen both a petition and calls from Labour MP Phil Twyford calling for Destiny Church's charity status to be removed. Will the government be looking into taking action in this regard?
Yeah, the Minister for the Community and Voluntary Sector is responsible for the Charities Act, its regulations and its policy settings. The Charities Registration Board and Department of Internal Affairs are responsible for regulating charities. The Minister is completely independent of any investigations and decision-making. However, the Minister would expect that that any wrongdoing is found appropriate and decisive action is taken. We've made it very, very clear that we're open to looking into some changes in the space if need be. The discussion document that I've talked about as well will seek public submissions on charity business income, tax exemption, donor-controlled charities and integrity and simplification. The consultation document can be found at taxpolicy.ird.govt.nz, and consultation closes at the end of March.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about issues with school lunches and Destiny Church's charity status.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.